don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Sad news happens to each and one of us that we have to relate to someone, and it's not fun. And that's why you come and ask us for help, because we're free.
Yeah, we're free. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're here to help you out. And why go and break some bad news all by yourself?
Yeah, that's not fun.
Uh-uh.
Might as well have thousands of people helping you out.
Yes.
So that's why Alice is on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, love. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're good. So what's going on?
I just got to kind of break some news to my best friend, Ashton, and I don't really know how to do that.
Okay. What happened?
Well, Ashton, we've been friends for 10 years. We went to college, and we've been roommates, and just we've always been really, really tight. He's my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And Ashton's had a girlfriend for like 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and she's fine. We never have had any issues. The main issue is that I feel like she hits on me, and I feel like she might be a little bit of a lesbian, and Ashton has no idea.
She hits on you?
She hits on me. She, like, I've been working out and trying to tone up, and mm-hmm. she, like, talks about it, and not like how girls talk to other girls, you mm-hmm. know, like, girl, you've been working out, mm-hmm. yay.
Yeah, you look great, yeah.
She, like, touches my bicep, like, when I'm coming home from the gym, and, like, trails her finger down. It's very weird. And it's like, I don't think that Ashton notices that.
Yeah.
And he has like no idea that his girlfriend is getting like a little touchy feely with me. And she only does it when Ashton's not there. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell him. I don't know if she's bisexual. I don't know.
Oh, so
but
you don't,
I
okay,
like,
I was going to ask if you knew if she was, she a lesbian, but you don't even know. Like, does she?
I have no idea. I mean, she could be bisexual. I don't care, but yeah. I just feel like Ashton should know.
I mean, the bottom line is she's hitting on his friend.
She's hitting on me.
You know.
She's flirty. Like, she's always, like, talking about my hair and touching my hair. I don't know. It's just weird.
Does she want to brush
more
your
than
hair?
Just friend girls that are friends. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't try to brush Chris's hair, so.
No, but you try to cradle me. You try to
sometimes.
Put me to bed. I'm like, no, you can go now. You can go.
Okay, okay.
Out my room. All right, so very good. All right, so this is what we're going to do. You're going to break the bad news to Ashton that, listen, I cannot be hit on by another woman.
Right.
And this needs to be cleared up because you're feeling violated, obviously, so.
Well, and you
know, and it's in my own home. And
right.
Ashton should not have to have that happening behind his back.
Right, you know? He should know.
Unless he does know.
I at least want him to know that it's not two-sided, you know? Like, I'm an innocent bystander.
All right, girl. Well, we'll play a song when we get back. We're going to help you break that bad news to Ashton. Coming up next with Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go batshit cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush, 93.1 Jams. We are on Breaking Bad News with our girl, Ellis. She's got to break some bad news to a very good friend of hers by the name of Ashton.
Yes. So, look, they've been friends for 10 years, and Ashton has a girlfriend that he's had for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden now, the girlfriend is starting to show interest in Ellis. Mm. Like, she's making comments about her appearance.
Caressing her ham hocks. She has one. I don't know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's making her uncomfortable. On top of that, she just doesn't know if Ashton is even aware that his girlfriend is hitting on her.
Mm.
So she's calling to break the bad
That's
news.
Right. Hopefully this isn't like a secret like mission where he's like, oh, yeah, I'm in on this. Where I'm trying to get myself with you and my girlfriend. You know, it could be a dirty dog, honey.
It could be
a dirty dog.
Yeah.
All right, Ellis, this is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our line. You'll be able to hear us in your phone. But when you call Ashton, he will not. And of course, we'll just chime in. Sound good?
Okay.
All right. Good luck to you, girl.
Good luck.
Ooh, this will be good.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Yo, what up?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. What are you doing? Are you busy?
No, not really. Just watching TV.
Okay. So I have to like talk to you about something. I'm not really sure like how to do it. It's really awkward. But I feel like now is kind of a good time. Are you cool to like take some news?
Take some notes.
Like awkward in itself.
You got it, girl.
Yeah, I hit pause. What's up?
Okay. All right. So Kristen has been hitting on me, I feel like. I'm just going to come out and say that.
There it is.
I don't really know how to really broach a subject like this. So, yeah, Kristen, I think, is hitting on me, and I think you should know about it.
Kristen.
Touchy. What? Yep.
What was that?
Oh, well, we might as well. Let's bring in. Hi, is this Ashton?
You're on the radio.
Oh, hi, Ashton.
Hi.
Yes, you are on the radio, my man.
Yeah.
I'm Krista. This is Tracy. You're on Krista in the Morning Rush on 93 Wind Champs. Ha, funny.
Yeah.
Boy, what is happening?
I told you I had to know how to do this, so I... Got dramatic.
Yeah. So listen, Ashton, it's true. Girl, she needed a little bit of help. She needed her wing women with her. And let's just talk about another woman that is in this relationship. Yeah. That is one known as your girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And she is awkwardly hitting on Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize that this is happening?
Well, how is she hitting on you?
She's touching her.
I mean,
dude, Ashton, I'll come home.
What do you mean, dude? What?
She will drag her finger down my sweaty bicep and be like, ooh, you look tight. Like, ooh. All sexy, like wow. Dude, this is not okay. And she pushed up my ladies. She pushed them up and was like, girl, you need to have these rise up. And I'm like, you need to not touch my lady bits.
Oh, she touched her
she
lady
did?
Bits. She touched your tatas.
Like, you know how girls can do that? But this was different.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Intimate.
Yeah. Tracy's always grabbing mine. I'm like, leave my flapjacks alone. Those aren't yours.
I mean,
this is like, she lingered. She lingered. And it's like, you do it once, and you're
totally
like, okay, she's up, but no, she lingered.
Yeah. So, Tracy,
okay,
Ashton,
right.
Come on now. You got to know this is going on.
That's weird, right?
I mean, okay, Kristen doesn't have a lot of female friends.
Clearly not.
Clearly.
Well, and it seems like
I think she really
friend.
Would, I think she might be a little bit jealous of us.
Oh,
okay.
I mean, she might,
but
yeah,
you're like
my brother,
Ashton.
Mm. But she's touching. That's the problem.
Yeah,
no matter
that's,
what.
Exactly.
She's touching Ellis in ways that are clearly a sign. You know when you're being hit on, believe me.
Personal space.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
and
awkward.
And she only does it when you're not there. Like, you're not there. Anytime you're around, she's totally chill. She barely even comes around me. But when you're gone, she's like... all up in my business, going, hey, can I get you a drink? Can I make you a sandwich? Are you hungry?
Ooh,
you're looking so
can I make
good.
You a sandwich?
And I'm like, this is awkward. I'm trying to watch Family Guy.
She wants to watch Family Guy.
Right.
Listen, she's just a pussycat wanting to pounce. And you're like, I'm not interested in that. So here we go. We got to get to this factor.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
Are you going to have a conversation?
I'm sorry, I just like to know.
I mean, she is a flirty person.
Mm.
Is that anything? Is that
no? That doesn't help.
That doesn't help.
Not
okay.
Really?
She's got to stop touching her. So, Ashton, what you need to do is you need to sit down with your woman, have a little conversation, and maybe you can just ask, "Hey, do you you might flirt, you know, be fun about it, but you just really kind of got to stop doing that. You got to put your hands on her
because you're not validating like what." She's trying to say here.
Yeah.
Like,
she feels uncomfortable.
She feels uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So you're not into it?
No.
Oh, no. I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it.
What?
Right.
Ashton, you know about this,
you
don't
do,
you?
You do, don't you?
You
no.
do. Listen to him.
I mean,
like
I
like it.
No. Mm-hmm. So. She said, I don't know about this, but
what?
She said.
What did she
some...
say?
Yep.
Busted.
You're busted, ooh! Ashton.
No.
Ashton.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, Ellis.
No, she has said some things, but I didn't know that was happening. But
Ellis,
I mean,
well,
it's happening.
You know,
so what?
And she has said some things. Now you know.
Yeah. Well, okay, I think that, you know, for anything, I think, you know, he might know a little bit that she might be crushing on you, but hopefully you two can help Ellis out and just have this conversation and be done with it, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys can all still be friends, but that's all you are, is just friends.
You're right.
She's going to watch her Family Guy with her boyfriend.
By myself. Right.
By her by herself.
Yes.
Sound good?
Yeah.
All right.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck.
Krista and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.